News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
If you're blind or partially sighted, over 18, and would like help to get out and about with confidence, then the My Guide service, run by the charity Guide Dogs, but not part of their canine guiding work, might be of interest. My Guide carefully selects a trained volunteer to support someone to get to the places they want to visit, maybe on a regular basis, where confidence may be lacking. This could improve a person's fitness, help them to learn familiar routes, access services in the community, and increase confidence using public transport. Joe Milligan, National My Guide Manager for Guide Dogs, told us more about how the service could benefit someone who's finding it difficult to get out and about.
The current way that we work at the moment is that an applicant would be matched with a volunteer and they would work on an activity programme that was agreed between them to achieve a specific goal. We try to make that consistent, so it would normally be the same volunteer for a specific period of time. Obviously things happen, people move on, life changes, so therefore if that partnership broke down for any reason, then we would look to have another volunteer in that partnership.
And the official jargon you used there was the activity programme that somebody plans. In other words, presumably that is somebody saying, I need to go to maybe once a week, the library, the post office, go for a cup of coffee, that kind of thing. It's that kind of everyday getting out and about, doing things and, as you say, what, engaging with the local community.
The main offer of the service is to support people with sight loss to get out and about, to access the local community, to do what they want to do. So all our partnerships are different, but some of the activities that people engage in are conservation activities, golf, going to the local choir, local walks, dog walking. There's a wide range of activities. What we try and steer clear from is anything that maybe has a statutory obligation. So, for example, essential food shopping, we wouldn't do that. We're not a driving service. It's very much about independence and mobility and access and the activities that they may not have been able to access without the volunteer.
Right, so not doctor's appointments, that kind of thing, but almost, you're kind of saying, the more fun things in life and the things that we all try to do when we can, when we have the ability to get out and do them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we recognise that sight loss has such a detrimental impact on someone's well-being. So you mentioned that they're the fun things, and time again, when we seek feedback, that's the stuff that comes back. You know, I'm having such a great time, my confidence has improved, my physical health's improved, I feel generally better, not only for the applicant, but also for the volunteer as well.
So social and leisure activities, things like that, is there a time limit? You know, the amount of guiding someone can have in any one week or any one month?
No, it's very much driven by the availability of the volunteer and also what's required in that specific situation or what's been asked for. So if someone wanted to go out two or three times a week and we didn't have a volunteer that had that availability, we would potentially look at matching them with more than one volunteer.
And is there a time limit as to how long this goes on? Because this presumably could be very helpful to someone who's starting to get out and meet people and do things, maybe want to increase their mobility in general, but also their confidence. So is it for people who kind of use your service and then after a certain amount of time you say, OK, there we go, now off you go, we think you can do it on your own now?
Yeah, so the average length of a partnership at the moment is around about 9 months. We do have some that have been running for a lot longer, and I think that's where I mentioned before that we see ourselves as a one-off our mobility solution. So people might go on to have a guide dog or they may go and do some white cane training. So everybody's different. They might have a My Guide partnership that runs alongside something else. So it just creates more flexibility in terms of what they can access. But yes, often people get to the stage where they've gained their confidence and they've got to where they want to be. And then, yeah, we can say, right, you know, what do you want to do next? Do you want to stay with My Guide? Do you want to apply for a guide dog? So there's a whole range of things that we can do there.
And finally, Joe, you talked about the My Guide service working alongside other forms of support, and specifically mobility support and options. One of the things that Guide Dogs also runs is friends and family training, where you train members of the family, as it says, and or friends to guide as well. Do those two things work in partnership? Does one take over from the other? How does friends and family kind of work alongside My Guide?
Again, we see that as an additional element of support. We get feedback from friends and family that tells us that when they're in a position of trying to support somebody, they just really want to know how to guide, how to be able to take someone out and encourage someone to access the local community. So friends and family can run alongside My Guide, because often they're the ones that are in contact with the individual more often than maybe a volunteer. So it's a two-way thing. It's about supporting somebody to get out and about, but also to give the friends and family the skills to enable them to guide someone safely out in their community.
Now, after an initial assessment for the free My Guide service to make sure that it's suitable, Guide Dogs will talk through the options and ask about the kind of places the person would like to visit and, as we heard, how often. They can then set about finding a suitable volunteer. Incidentally, as we also heard, Guide Dogs can provide training for friends and family members to enable them to guide a blind or partially sighted person with confidence. This training consists of a basic introduction to sight loss awareness and sighted guiding techniques, and it's carried out at someone's home. Now, if you'd like to inquire about Guide Dogs' My Guide service, the number to call is 0345 143 0229. That's 0345 143 0229. Or you can email myguide@guidedogs.org.uk.